Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, more Don Henley from Shannon Lutz. Jeff's wife picked the music this week. Are we going to have all Don Henley every day?
No, this was her favorite Don Henley song, she said.
Boys That's of Summer. Today. It's right there for me. Heart of the Matter is number one.
Yeah, well, they're all great.
869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. We'd love to have you get involved. Why do people... Listen, I just put up a little Twitter poll getting people's take on who is it, Simone Biles or Mike Trout? Who's the best athlete? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. It's probably going to be relatively close. Nate didn't like it for whatever reason.
And by the way, Nate, you're due to come in and help host the show.
What do you think Nate means when by am I gonna, stop it?
I don't know. What does he mean?
Which, I mean, there must be an obvious answer. I don't know if it's that obvious. I mean, I'd go with Trout, of course.
Raider Nate, call the show. We need to know what you mean by stop it on Twitter. I like it. I want to see the results. That's what we do here.
Well, Trout's
we argue
win.
About everything.
We can.
I do.
I wonder if we'll argue about I always the have. Next topic.
That's why I have no friends. They see me coming and they go the other way.
Yep.
Because all I want to do is argue.
Well, me too. But it's what it is.
No, you're not as much into it as I am.
Oh, that's okay, whatever.
Go Are ahead. You?
Have it. Take
do
it.
Do you want to argue about that?
Not really. So yeah, I guess you win.
So that's what that's my legacy with you. I taught you to argue.
Everybody
and to be the guy
to
that when you're walking down the street, you notice people going to the other side. That's what I've passed down.
I've told you and everyone that both of my parents were and are extremely stubborn people. And that's why you guys didn't mix.
What do you mean we didn't mix?
You're too hard-headed. You're always going to clash.
Perhaps so.
It just is what it is.
I do want to hear from Nate. I don't understand this. I don't even know if he's listening. But if we can get to him, I want him to clarify.
Yeah, I'd like to figure out what he's going for.
I saw that you saw Jeff Perlman's tweet responding to another tweet about Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
$30 million the kid's offered. He's turned it down and wants $40 million. Now you side with Jeff Perlman, who says these people are ravaged. They have a short shelf life for the most part. They should want everything they can possibly get.
And I'm not saying that Dak Prescott should or shouldn't ask for or receive $40 million, but I agree with that general concept that only you can advocate for you. No one else is going to do it. You think Jerry Jones is going to be like,
what about his agent?
Not 40, how about, well, you know what I mean. He's representing you. But you have to make that argument yourself. You have to be the one at the forefront of trying to get
what
you want.
Well, nobody disagrees with that, but $40 million?
Well, if he feels
like... That seems ludicrous.
It's a lot of money, but not all that money's
guaranteed. And I'm a Dak Prescott guy. Who discovered Dak?
The Cowboys. They drafted
him. No, wait a minute. Out of this show and in this market, who's the first guy that said, this guy's going to be pretty good?
And that's what he's been. He's been pretty good.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. And we argued about it, and you missed my point, and here we are.
So if Dak Prescott is now one of those guys that can get $30 million, that put him as an upper-tier quarterback.
Most starting
that would be the highest quarterback salary in the league.
Right. And then
$30 million.
And then the next guy who comes along.
Don't say most quarterbacks.
No, most quarterbacks are going to be about at that level.
When they perform, yes.
When Dak Prescott gets $30 million, then what does Patrick Mahomes get? Or what is?
What will Patrick Mahomes get? $50
million? He'll get a lot.
He's noticeably better than Dak Prescott. Although Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and Amari Cooper, give me a better tandem at quarterback, running back, and receiver. And I know you'll go to the Browns.
Mayfield, Odell, Hunt, and Chubb.
Hunt?
Well, yeah, I'll be there for half a year.
That's better in your estimation.
Oh, yeah. And
what about Mahomes, Kelsey, and whomever?
That's about as good as it
Damian
gets.
Damian Williams.
That's exquisite.
How many yards will Damian Williams gain this year?
Yeah, he'll be about a 1,000-yard back.
That's all?
Probably. What about Luck, Hilton, and their cavalcade of running backs, which include Marlon Mack?
I don't think you've matched Dallas's yet.
Really?
I don't.
Amari Cooper was down and out before.
He's not down and out now.
And Dak Prescott is not an elite quarterback.
He's an elite quarterback they're paying him to be an elite
quarterback. They're paying him because he's got him raked over the coals.
He's an elite quarterback. He's an upper-tier NFL quarterback. Yes, he is.
He's an upper half, maybe.
Are you out of your mind?
I could name 15 I'd want over him.
Wait a minute. You can name 15 quarterbacks that you would want.
I bet I could name 10.
No, you said 15.
Okay, let's do it. Garoppolo, Wilson, Murray, Goff.
Wait a minute.
All of those.
Hold on. Don't just go shooting off the hip. All right, let's start with.
I started in the NFC West, working my way up the standings.
Stand by. I got to find something here to have. Okay, who do you have that's better than Dak Prescott?
Wilson. Goff.
Okay. Goff. You got Goff. You
Wilson
take him
Goff.
Over Prescott.
Yeah. They're similar. Cam Newton, Drew Brees, and Matt Ryan. There's five.
Matt Ryan, you'd take.
Yes.
Right today, if someone said, here's your quarterback for the season, you're going to take Matt Ryan.
Look at
over
Matt
Dak
Ryan's
Prescott.
Numbers last year. They're off the charts. He had an amazing individual season.
He did have a good season. All right.
I would go with Rodgers. And you can give me either Stafford or Cousins, but I won't take both. Give me one of them.
Wait a minute. You want one of them over Dak Prescott?
Yeah, I'm not sure which.
Well, I'd hope it'd be Cousins.
Probably Cousins. Although Stafford, in the right offense, can still put up numbers.
Yeah, but he's not. You wouldn't take both of them over.
I'd choose one.
Are you sure you'd take Russell Wilson over?
Oh, no question.
Let's get to Ron.
So
Ron's
what is that,
next.
What, about 7?
869-1240. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Bob. So if Dak Prescott becomes a free agent after this season, name the first five teams that will jump at the chance to pay him $40 million a year.
I'm not sure there will be five teams. I know there will be a lot of interest.
Well, why would the Dallas Cowboys pay him $40 million
a year?
Well,
they don't have an alternative.
They don't. Who's their backup? They better roll him out because Dak Prescott is their guy.
Yeah, they could always find another guy.
It's not that easy, and you know that. It's not easy to find quarterbacks.
He's a fine quarterback, but he's not elite.
All right, thanks. I disagree.
Well, you know I'd take Wentz over him.
Dak Prescott was elite 2 years ago, correct?
No, it was 3. And then he had a down year, and then he bounced back a little
bit. You sure about that?
I am. His rookie year, and now he's going into his 4th year.
You sure about that?
Yep. I'm 100% sure. Rivers, Mahomes, Foles, Watson, Luck.
Let's get to the phones. I'm tired of hearing
Mayfield,
you.
Mayfield, all these guys.
I don't know if I'd take Watson.
Really?
Really.
What, are you insane?
Yeah, I saw him. That guy, I'm telling you.
No, you didn't.
I'm telling you, I'm not that sold on him. Here's Dan. Dan, you're on the drive.
Well, Bob, you're way off on Watson, but I'll tell
you. Did you see him in the playoff game last year?
What? Dan's phone never works.
Dan, get your phone fixed. Here's Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hey, yeah, I'm listening to that. I got to give it to Prescott. I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I'm an individual. His stats are nice. He doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. He has advanced the team greatly. Now, if you're going to talk about quarterbacks who've been to the Super Bowl and playoffs consistently, that's a whole different conversation of team effort. But you put Prescott with the right receiver core like he proved last year, he's a dangerous man.
I agree.
Before you start throwing off people like the guy at Detroit, who I don't know why he still has a high rating, and others like Cam Newton, who had a one-time glory, you got to give Prescott some love because look at the numbers, not the eye appeal, because I'm not a star fan, but I will give him that respect.
Thank you. We appreciate the call, Pete. Dak Prescott has had two really good years sandwiched around a pretty mediocre year. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
The guy's good.
Yeah, he is good. There's no
He's
question.
Elite.
They'll then pay him. What are we having this conversation for?
Josh is next. Hello, Josh.
Hello. I want to agree with Jeff here. There's at least 14 guys in the NFL.
Name three off the top of your head.
Patrick Mahomes, Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers? Jeff, if you agree that Philip Rivers is better than Dak Prescott, I'm kicking you off the show.
I didn't say it. The caller said it.
Who else,
without
Josh?
Without a doubt, the Cowboys right now would take Philip Rivers, if you ask Cowboy fans, for 1 year, not duration, because Philip Rivers is old, but for 1 year for a Super Bowl run, they would take, and I'm not even a Cowboy fan.
I'm going to call out Cowboys fans because I don't believe you, Josh.
Oh, it'll be greater than 50% would trade for him.
I don't believe you. I think it's going to be less than 50%.
We can look, but I agree with Jeff. There's at least 13, 14 guys right now.
What about Eli Manning? Would you put him in that group?
Well, not at this point.
Cam Newton, would you put? Is he better than Dak?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, Josh.
I would rather have Cam.
That's crazy. You guys are crazy.
Of course Cam Newton is better than Dak
Prescott. Had a better year than Cam Newton.
Cam Newton was injured.
He'll have a better year than Cam Newton this year.
Write it down, Max.
Mitchell Trubisky, would you take him?
No.
Carson Wentz.
Yes.
Aren't you a little nervous about him?
No, I got the Eagles in the Super Bowl, as you well know.
Josh Allen.
No.
Nick Foles.
Maybe, but probably.
Really?
Maybe.
Nick Foles?
Yeah, that guy who wins the Super Bowl and a bunch of playoff
Lamar
games.
Jackson.
No.
So there's a lot of quarterbacks you're not taking.
There are a lot that
Case
I'm not.
Case Keenum.
Of course not.
Derek Carr, there's one.
No.
Really?
Prescott's better than Carr.
Derek Carr had a better year than Prescott last year.
If you could trade Carr for Prescott, you'd get laughed out of the building if you're working for the Raiders. You know what I'm talking about.
So really, how about your guy Roethlisberger?
I hate him.
Well, I don't care how you feel about him.
I hope he falls into the ocean.
But you wouldn't take him?
No.
Okay, so the guys you would take are Mahomes, Ryan, Goff, Luck, Rodgers, Brady, Rivers?
That caller said it.
What about you? You say it.
Let's see. Let's
no,
go.
You say
Let's
it.
See how many more we get,
Let's
and
say,
then I'll decide.
Would you take Rivers or not?
Let's see how many more we get.
Come on, I want to count these.
We'll see at the end. Ask me Rivers at the end.
Cousins?
Yeah, I said.
Watson?
Yes.
Breeze?
Yes.
Okay, that's nine. Mayfield?
Of course.
Wilson?
Yes.
Newton?
Yes.
Wentz?
Yes.
So 13. Sam Darnold?
No.
So you'd take 13 quarterbacks. Marcus Mariota?
No.
Josh Rosen?
Goodness, no.
All right, so 13.
But maybe Kyler Murray.
You take Kyler Murray this year.
I think so.
What about Philip Rivers?
We're at 14, so Prescott's 15th. I'll stick with that.
What about Ben Roethlisberger?
Fall into the ocean.
Well, you're not making much of a statement.
He's a upper half quarterback. He's a good player. You can win with him. give him his money if you want to.
Interesting.
If you don't, find something else.
When we return, we'll talk about the NBA schedule that was released and the marquee game of opening night. Also, the NCAA has amended its agent protocol. You can now be an agent without being a college graduate.
Right.
Thank goodness. This is The Drive on KFH. We'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.